Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Well, today I want to start out and talk a little bit about the conservation compliance provision for USDA program benefits. Since the enactment of the 1985 Farm Bill, eligibility for most of our commodity or disaster conservation programs has been linked to compliance with highly erodible land and wetland conservation. The 2014 Farm Bill continued that requirement so that producers must adhere to conservation compliance guidelines to be eligible for most programs administered by the FSA and or NRCS. This does include the new price and revenue protection programs that you'll be hearing more about here this fall and winter, the Conservation Reserve Program, the Livestock Disaster Programs, market loans or ceiling of grain. It also includes the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP as we know it, and the Conservation Stewardship Program administered by NRCS. So as you begin to visit about the program, sign up for 2014 and 15, we will share more with you about this conservation compliance. But this is just a heads up that it is all networked together, and so conservation compliance must be part of your actively engaged eligibility. I want to remind producers that the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, or LFP, sign-up is still going on, and that although this goes on until January 30th, the 1st of October, the sequestration of 7.3% reduction in the payment will apply. So if you have grazing livestock from 2012 or 2013 or both, and you have not visited with your FSA at this point in time, you need to do so just as soon as possible. If we're going to make the payments, let's make them for as much as we can make them to you, and no use of having those payments reduced by that sequestration percentage if we don't have to. I also want to visit with you a little bit about the letters that you've probably been receiving lately on your history of acreage planted and yields. And these written notifications came out from USDA to provide you with updates of what the current bases and yields are with that planting history. We ask you to cross-check those letters with your farm records. And if it appears correct, then there's no further action needed at this time. But if it's incomplete, if on that summary page there's some blanks in there, contact your local FSA office as soon as you can. Verifying the accuracy of that data on the farm's acreage history is the early step for enrolling to the upcoming ARC or PLC programs. Later this year, you will have the opportunity to update your crop yield information and the reallocation of crop acreage bases. And then, finally, by midwinter, producers on the farm will be required to make their one-time election, which is irrevocable, to select which program you want to be in, whether it be the revenue protection or the price protection program for 2014 through 2018. So again, going back to those letters, if you have received them recently and have looked them over and do not see anything funny with them, well, nothing more needs to be done. But otherwise, if you got questions on them, just give your FSA office a call. About this program, you can find more information on the USDA website at www.fsa.usda.gov, or like I say, just contact your local FSA office. So as we begin to roll out these Farm Bill programs here at FSA, there will be sign-ups in some cases that we have multiple decisions to make, or that you will have to make, and you'll need to be consulting with the FSA staff, and to ensure the maximum use of your time and ours too, of course, we suggest that you give us a call and set up a time to make an appointment with us. That way we can get an idea of what it is you're going to be discussing with us, what information you might have to bring with you, and we can make sure that we have adequate people on board that we can best serve you while you're here. So again, it's got to the point where appointments are a pretty handy tool that to use anytime that you have business to conduct at the FSA office. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. For more information, you can contact the Audubon or Cass County FSA offices. At Audubon, it's 712-563-4261, extension 2. Cass County, of course, is 712-243-1377, extension 2. We'll talk to you next week with more updates at FSA.